I'm going to kind of maybe touch on that tonight. We'll see how the Holy Ghost leads. But the title tonight is Pride and Humility. Praise God. And the Bible has a lot to say about pride and a lot to say about humility and what both of them does. You know, pride destroys, humility exalts. But anyways, I was thinking about that stuff. Are you believing tonight? Hallelujah. If you're not believing, go ahead, shift gear, get in a place of expectation, because God brings a manifestation to the seekers, those that expect Him, those that hunger for Him, those that want Him. And I started asking, Lord, teach me about pride. I know I've been in the Lord a few years, but teach me, Lord. Teach me about pride. Give me some insight on pride, God. I want to know, don't you? Because I don't want to be resisted by the Lord. And the Bible says that He resists the proud. He comes against the proud. I mean, you can be a Christian and operate in pride, and he's coming against you. He'll resist you. When you come to Him in prayer to meet your need, He'll just stand there and resist you. He'll resist me. I'm not just talking about you. Pride is, you know, and I was thinking about when pride really came on the earth. And how many knows that Lucifer was not Satan? It happened in Genesis over there in the garden before when he said, see, pride entered him. I'm going to be like God. And pride entered him. And then when he went down, and you know, that was really prideful and arrogant on Adam and Eve's part to go eat of that. But they had listened to pride, Satan. They had listened to Satan and said, well, you know, God knows. In other words, getting them to rebel, pride will rebel against God. Pride is of the world. And Satan is the god of this world. He, you know, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We've been brought out of darkness. We've been brought into the kingdom of His dear Son. We've been brought into the kingdom of life. We are wiser than the devil. But you know what? We were delivered through Jesus from pride, but we were not delivered from choices. And our choices is going to determine whether pride or humility works in our life. And I was thinking about down these lines, you know, and I started thinking back when I got born again, you know. But I had this thought about Saul of Tarsus before he, on the road to Damascus experience. Saul was he was a powerful man. I mean, if you go study Saul, I mean, he was a powerful guy. I mean, he partook in killing, having Christians killed, putting them in prison. I mean, you know, he had connections. I mean, he was getting letters from places, you know, giving him power and right. And I believe that he was set out to destroy the church. I believe that Saul, not Paul, but I believe that Saul was set out to destroy the church. And I was thinking about that, and then I thought, but he had this experience with God, you know, and that wasn't a coincidence, you know. I mean, he had this experience, and Jesus, he told Saul, he said, why are you persecuting me? He didn't say, why are you killing Christians? Why are you taking Christians captive? Why are you torturing Christians? Jesus said, why are you persecuting me? And I don't believe Paul knew who he was. He said, who are you, Lord? But then, after he had that experience, the Holy Spirit began to show Paul what he was going to have to suffer for the Lord. You know, and everything. And then I was thinking, why is this coming up, you know? Because I didn't really know, but I went on pondering that, and I went on thinking about that. See, I learned in Proverbs, through the book of Proverbs, Solomon wrote it. It's a book of wisdom. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, you know? And so I learned in Proverbs over there, you know, that wisdom comes from the Lord. You know, and it says, ponder the path of your feet that your ways be established. And I read that one day, and the Lord spoke to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, I want to establish you strong. He said, I want you to think about how you are. I want you to think about your heart. I want you to think about how you think. He says, ponder the path of your feet that your ways be established. And so anyways, I kept on thinking about Paul. And here he goes, you know, and then he goes, he sets out. He sets out on a journey. How many knows God come and visited me and you if you're born again? I don't care if it was in church or living room, whenever you give your heart to Jesus, he lets you in. He lets you in. You didn't decide. He lets you in. He's a good God. He is a merciful God. While we were against him, while we were told, we were walking in full-blown pride. But he let us in. He allowed us to come in to his kingdom. He allows us to get saved. Somebody say, he allows me. Because he is a good God. But you know what it took on our part? Humility. We had to humble ourselves. God will not, he will not humble humanity. He will not. Through the Bible it says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due season. Humility is a heart surrendering to the Lord continually. And pride is not one thing that you deal with one time. All humanity, see, pride came down through Adam and Eve from Satan. And it's of this world, the Bible says. The Bible says that pride and arrogance, haughtiness is of this world. And he says, come out from among the world and be separate, says the Lord. And you will be my people and I will be your God. And I thought about Saul. I kept thinking about Saul. I'm wondering why does this keep coming up about Saul? See, if you want God to reveal his ways to you, his path to an abundant life, his path to strength, his path to the ability of God and the grace and the love of God, so you can have peace in your life. Not that everything is perfect in your life, but you know that you have God. You have this inner peace that nothing can get but humility. Humility is one of the keys to you staying saved. But pride is one of the things that will take you out. It'll force you out of the will of God. It'll force you out of your marriage. It'll force you out of your workplace. It'll force you out of your ministry. Humility is the key to not falling to the traps of the enemy. And that's not something that God will do, you know. But I kept thinking about Paul. And then he comes to this place, Johnny, and then he starts getting persecuted, okay? And he starts getting persecuted, you know, for preaching the gospel. He's shipwrecked, he's stoned, he's drug out of the city, he's left for dead and gets right back up and goes again. How come this man was so powerful? And I thought about this. I thought, you know what? I thought at any given time, Saul could have rose up and said, bless God, who do y'all think y'all are? Y'all have been messing with one that can kill y'all. Saul could have did that. He was well known and feared by the church people. I mean, if you go study Saul, the apostles, when he went, they were scared. They're like, ooh, no, man, that's that Saul dude over there. That's that Saul dude, you know. But see, they didn't know that he had humility in him now. He was for them and not against them. He was acting as God for them. And I thought about it, and I thought, he could have rose up at any minute and said, I am Scotty Weston. You better not mess with me. I know I've been saved, but you know, I ain't scared of nothing. And, you know, we'll get a good brawl going on. He could have did all that. He could have rose up, man. But you know what it would have been? Full-blown pride. And I thought about Jesus. Jesus never did one thing wrong, not nothing. Come on, somebody. Jesus never did anything wrong. But yet he was so persecuted. He was so lied on. They accused him of being the devil and all of that stuff. And I was thinking about it. I thought, you know what? Because love had came in Paul, he suffered that wrong and took it and moved on with God. He didn't bring a brawl with him. See, pride has to argue. Quarrelsome. Arguesome. Got to argue about everything. Pride knows everything. Pride makes a man think that he knows everything. When he only knows a little, I remind myself all the time, you know, all that somebody can say something about something that I know a lot about, and I'll say, well, I didn't really realize it was that. Why? Because I'm keeping myself humble. I don't have to explain that to those people or whoever I'm around, but I was sitting in the service one night, and Bradley, I'm telling you that all this for a reason, because I'm going to go back down to, I hadn't been saved but 2 or 3 months, and I'm so eat up with pride. And when you are eat up with pride, you can't see it till God shows you. You can't see it. Pride will make you think you are right when you are dead wrong. Pride blinds you to the truth. But Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. He told us in the scripture, he told them, he said, come unto me, you that labor and are heavy burdened down, weighed down. And he told them, he said, learn how I am. How was Jesus? Was he quarrelsome? No, sir. He's down there in the Garden of Gethsemane. It wasn't fair that he had to go to the cross. I mean, it wasn't fair. But God sent him. And he decided, I'm going to humble myself. He said, he said it. And God told me one time, because I was a very prideful guy. And I still work on it today. You would not like me. Because I think y'all, I would have thought then, y'all are dumb if you think you know more than me. Blount County belonged to me, I thought. I was born here. But see, Blount County belonged to God. I was going to have an experience with God. And that was going to change everything in my life like it did Saul. And then he turned to be the Apostle Paul. Well, Jesus said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. And the Lord spoke to me when I thought about that. He said, see, pride would not let you love your enemies. Pride would not let you forgive. Pride was telling you you had a God-given right to be that way. He said, but I didn't give Jesus a right. He said, I didn't give you a right. He said, and humility will help you forgive people. He said, when you're humble, he said, you can forgive. He said, when you're prideful, you want vengeance. You want something in the natural to satisfy the wrong done to you. And the Lord told me back then, he said, vengeance belongs to me. See, I didn't know what God was doing. I really didn't realize that God seen how dangerous this thing was in my heart and life and how he needed it out so I could stand before you today and bring what the Lord is saying. See, pride comes before, the Bible says, where pride is, there's contention. Pride, it says, only by pride comes quarrelsome arguing.
I ain't got a lick of pride.
You can't see it. It slapped you upside the head. When the Word says that God's right, ain't he? God is always right. God is never wrong. The Holy Spirit is never wrong. God's Word is never wrong. God's Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a lamp unto your feet and a light to your path to illuminate where you're going, to illuminate where you are. It illuminates, and then darkness can't be there and hide itself and trap you. Humility will keep you in the light. It'll keep you seeing. Well, anyways, I started to, I got saved, and I started getting hold of Deuteronomy 28 blessing and this and that. I meditate the Word a lot. I mean, I don't keep my mind on these world things, jobs and all that, all the time. I don't. I'm not going to. Humility tells me I need to meditate on Him. Humility says, lean on me, lean on me. Humility says, draw your strength from me. Humility says, you're not going to lose, you're going to win. Pride says, you're already finished. Pride will let you get discouraged and oppressed in your heart and cause you to walk away from and quit drawing your strength from the Lord. Well, I'm down there and I drove a truck, you know, before I started my own business. And I knew Birmingham and different places. And y'all all know the story, but they brought in this new guy and he loaded my truck and loaded the thing plumb backwards, Johnny. I mean, really. I would have thought that time a kindergartner would know better than that. You know, see, I didn't realize that I'm full of pride. But see, God was using that. And so I went in there and I started arguing with them. How many knows that pride, only by pride comes that arguesome stuff? And I thought I had a right to do it because it's going to take longer. I'm going to have to backtrack. Didn't make logical sense for me to have to go this route. And I'm in there blasting them. And I am dead wrong to the point to where I quit my job. And I'm trying to pray and no peace. I'm trying to believe God. I'm kind of trying to quote Deuteronomy 28 like I always have, and there's no nothing coming. There's no feel like it's mine anymore. It's left me. All of that's left me, and I'm like, man, what's wrong? And I started thinking like Sandy, I'm not perfect, you know. I'm this and I'm that. Well, I'm down praying, and God told me, He said, you were wrong. And I'm like, no, I was right. See how arrogant pride is? The Holy Spirit says, no, you're wrong, and you rise up or I rise up and say, no, I'm right. God's got me dead still. He can't take me no further. I'm causing God to resist my prayers. I didn't write the Bible. How many knows it's right? God's Word's right. God's Word's always right. I don't care if I did have a in the natural right to go in there and do that. In God's eyes, when you're operating in pride, although you might be right, you are wrong. You hear me? You're wrong. So anyways, all of a sudden, you know, I'm like, God says, go back. I thought, oh man, go back. How embarrassing is that? See, pride feels embarrassed to go say, I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. Pride won't let you say, I'm sorry. Pride won't let me say, I'm sorry. And you know, but see, what I'm telling you is, God was taking me on a journey to get me free in my life, free in my marriage, free in my business, free in ministry and all of that. And He couldn't do it with this pride and arrogance in my heart that I didn't really know I had, Johnny. I'm doing it out of ignorance. And God had mercy on me. I mean, I'm doing all of it out of ignorance. I didn't realize, you know, I've took up the pride of this world and the pride of life. And my heart, you know, is just like, I mean, I had this guy one time, his mama's doing ministry, okay? They go down there and they do her wrong. They took her offering and he come up and he's like, well, mama, you're royalty and blah, blah, blah. And you know, and I told him, I said, I thought we'd preach for nothing. I thought, but see, I done went and got my offering robbed. And God wouldn't let me go and tell them, I'm sorry. Demand. I was going to call them when I got home. You're going to apologize to me for doing me wrong. Poor old Scotty, see. Poor old me. See, pride will cause you to feel like a victim when you're done wrong. You've got to come to the place to where you're victorious even though you are wrong. You suffer wrong and you move on and you stay in a right spirit. And this exalts you. This brings you above that. Hallelujah. And so God wanted me to go back. And so I go back down there, and then, I mean, and this is a brother in the Lord. This is a brother. But I'm not, I'm thinking he ought to know better to this. See, what happened is God was using him. My boss put him in that position, right? And I work for my boss, right? We work for the Lord. He don't work for us, right? Do we work for the Lord? He don't work for us. He don't work on our timetable. He don't work on our conditions. He don't work on our level, or our carnal level down here. That's why he says, put on the mind of Jesus. This ain't just about your car payment and your house payment and having more than enough, abundant to you. Ain't got nothing broken. This is about you getting there. And me getting there. And so I go in there and I apologize. I said, I just want to tell you I'm sorry and I will never do that again. Whatever you say, I don't care if you send me to Canada. You know, I told him I don't want to go to Canada, but you know what? I'm trying. I told him, I said, I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have rose up against you. You're doing your job. I'm doing my job, whether I like it or not. You know, I'm sorry. I said, I actually got in trouble for the Lord. He said, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I said, you did nothing wrong. I said, God wants that pride out of me. So I'm not a know-it-all because I don't, because God's big and I don't really know nothing yet. I had 27 years experience down here. How much you gonna know in Blount County? I mean, gosh, man, I've been to Florida a couple of times. But I was in a service one time, and Bradley said, as God was dealing with me, see, listen, if you've got something in your heart, in your life, don't be shocked and faint and say, I wonder who told him he's preaching on this. I started the service and told you that God was bringing this stuff up to me. What do we think? Do we think that, you know, we want to draw close to you, Lord? All my life, take over. What do we think we're saying? We're saying, God, if there's anything in me, in my heart, it's not like you, move in and take over my life. A lot of times our mind's thinking, take care of my finances, take care of my kids, take care. No, he needs us to walk in a deeper anointing so that all of these things cannot affect us anymore. And so anyways, I go on and I humbled myself, you know, while I was sitting in the service one night. And I thought, Brad's preaching on something, on pride. You know, and I thought, I wonder if Teresa told somebody. You know, I mean, that wants to offend the flesh, Johnny. You know, I want to look over and I thought, there ain't no way she's told nobody, man. We're 45 minutes from the church. Nobody got her telephone number. Wasn't no cell phones back then. Anyways, I thought, why's God telling me I got pride? Surely God ain't, so I love him. Well, sitting there and he said, here's one way you can know if you got pride. He said, if somebody's telling you about their testimony or something in their life, and you're coming back with something to say and can't wait on them to shut up till they get done, well, then you're eat up with it. And I thought, that is me. I mean, at that time, buddy, don't tell me about a big fish. I'm already taking three of my stories and going to get it out there. Or you tell me how to fix your car, I would tell you how I would fix it. That's pride. Keith Moore, which is all over the world, Moore Life, I heard him, he was preaching on this one time, and I was listening to him. How many knows it's good to listen to some good preaching on stuff you don't really care nothing about hearing about? Come on, somebody. Get in there and find out what's in our heart. so that we can be free and we can move on. We can move up into the high things of God, and we move on up and get our needs met, and miracles happen, and God's favor mainly, and God's grace. Well, he said he was on a plane, and he was flying back, been gone a week or two preaching ministry, and some woman was sitting on there, and she said, "Woo, boy, you need to be doing more for the Lord." She had just come out of the revival all fired up. "Let's go get everything, you know." He said, and she just didn't know who she was sitting beside. "I'm flying all over the world. I'm just coming back out of convention right then." He said, "And you know, pride would tell her, 'You just don't know what all I do. He said, "Not so, I just kept my heart." And he said, "Yes, ma'am, you're probably right." See, what was he doing? He was keeping pride under his feet. Ain't Satan under our feet? Well, he's full of pride. He still thinks he's going to win. He's deceived. He's already lost. He lost on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You couldn't bring that up in no church. Now a lot of Baptists preaching and praying in tongues. They got filled all of a sudden. Satan lost the battle on that baptism in the Holy Ghost. I prayed in them all the way here. I prayed in them. That's why we're worldwide on the internet. I'm praying in tongues. Hallelujah. But you know what? He fought me, and then I fought against it. That's prideful, to fight against something that God has ordained in the Bible. That's the pride of man. And God does not want us operating in pride. I mean, when Bradley one time he preached a sermon, he said, you can get a handle on pride. He said, but don't think that you just whip it one time and it's not going to come back up. Well, you know what? I'm down there at that place where I worked, and they was throwing away nails in a dumpster, and everybody getting what they wanted. And I started over there at that dumpster, and the Lord said, "You hadn't asked for them." And I said, "Throwing them away." I thought he's throwing them away. He said, "They don't belong to you unless you ask for them." So my brother, he said, "Go and get you some of these nails." I said, "I got to go ask Jack." He said, "Nah, he's throwing them away." I said, "Yeah, but God said." See, it wasn't about the nails. It was about my heart. So I had to march in there to the boss, and I had to go in there. I'm going to be submitted to God. We got to go past our natural thinking. We're talking to God here, right? We're talking about God. We're talking about His plans for us. We're talking about the journey He has us on. We're talking about making sure we don't lose our homes, that things don't attack us and our vision don't come to pass. And He's the only one that knows how to get us to it. And He can't do it with Scotty having a prideful heart. I don't forgive every one of y'all in here. Why did we do? See, that's pride. You just got to know, don't you? I'm only telling you this for reasons of what I'm preaching. I don't expect you to honor me. If I'm honorable, you will. Pride expects you to honor. You need people to honor you. Honor me. Honor. No. If you are honorable, you will be. He'll give you honor. God will give you favor and honor. But pride, you know, that's what that guy was operating. Started teaching his mama. "I wouldn't go back down there and preach. They didn't. They disrespected you and blah blah blah." You know, and started getting that humility out of his mama. And I looked at him. I said, "Man, you ought not teach her that ungodly stuff." Yeah, we're kings and priests unto God. Yeah, we're a royal priest. Yes, we are. I said, "But you know what? God sends us down yonder to preach for nothing, and we're willing to pay for it." I said, "That's humility." I said, "That's believing God. We believe God, He'll just cause it to fly over the side of the road to get us money or something to get us down there." But see, when we start getting rid of pride, we're able to see these things that are deep, but they're really shallow spiritually. Because pride will cause you not to see the littlest things that God does. Pride causes people to say, "I don't know why God don't move for me." They just don't know. That's rebellion. What do you mean God don't move for you? The Bible says He will supply all your needs. That's what we say right there. He will. Right? I don't know why God can't move me. Probably a lot of stuff in your heart. Get the clutter out and God can move. Is God's word true or not? It is. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand. I've done forgiving every one of y'all in here. Y'all have all tried to offend me. Y'all shocked? I'm not going to tell you when. You probably didn't even mean to. It's not about you. It's about me keeping a right heart and right perspective of what God has called me to do, and whatever comes my way, fair or not, whether I think it is fair or not, stay humble before the Lord, forgive so my Heavenly Father can forgive me, right? Because I do mess up. You will too. And if you're pride won't let you forgive, see? Pride won't. I forgive people before they ever do me wrong. Hallelujah. I got a step ahead of the game. I got that through a preacher, and I thought, how in the world do you do that? No, I ain't done nothing wrong to you. What it is, you're pondering the path of your feet, and you're letting your ways ahead of you be established. So that when it comes, you don't just come on. I mean, I got chewed out royally. Accused of my business royally. On the phone. Even told me I'm going to stand before God. She wrote the check. It ain't even what I told her. It was $8,000 more than what I told her. She's convinced through pride and arrogance. I told her, I said, ma'am, can you be quiet for a minute? On the phone, can you be quiet? Can you quit talking? Can you quit talking? See, pride can't shut up. I don't care if you're going to church or not. Pride won't let you shut up. Pride wants to quarrel and argue and ponder it. My feelings was hurt, Johnny. I've been doing their work for 20-something years. Her husband's died. And she called me out, and I gave her a price, and she said yes, and I did it. And it was lower than what I would normally do it because she's a regular customer. But you know what? I hung up. And one of her overseers come, and I rolled that over on the Lord. I'm going to do what I preach right here. Right? I'm not here just throwing y'all scriptures like, you know, he's a preacher. I'm trying to help you, and I'm helping me. And I told the Lord, if I come not, I said, I receive it, everything right now, Lord, before I preach it, God. I'm going to learn things. I'm going to see things. I'm going to receive things, and I'm going to yield to you in this preaching tonight, God. That's what I told him, right out yonder. Well, went on, and the one that's kind of overseeing her bank called me up or sent me a message, and I told her to call me and blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't even look at the check. The check was in my glove box. I'm telling you this story not so you'll know about my business. We all have troubles. We all going to get accused of things that is not so. Every one of us. And we got to learn to soak it up in Jesus. I mean, we're not like this world want vengeance. We got to come out. We got to come on up above what the world is. They fight and quarrel. They're full of pride, and they believe they know right. And they believe the Bible says a man's ways he thinks is right in his own eyes, but God looked at the heart of man. God looked at me and said, "Son," he didn't say this, but he looked at me. In light of what I'm talking about, and knowing that I'm full of pride, and knowing that I can't go nowhere in His kingdom. I can't go nowhere in my marriage. I can't go nowhere in finances. In Him, because He resists the proud. Well, I told that lady, I got off the phone, you know, and I'm going down there, and I didn't feel good, Johnny, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, all of y'all may have all of a sudden counted all joy and just lay down in the yard and roll around. I don't know. But I have to adjust sometimes, you know. I just have to adjust, ponder the path of my feet. And so I'm going down through there on the tractor, and I didn't really want to go help Teresa with her projects then because she heard it. She got off the porch, man. I mean, you could have heard her across to my neighbors I had her on speakerphone, and she's nailing me. I mean, she's nailing me. Christians don't do that. That's operating in love. She told me she didn't go to church Sunday. That might be some of y'all's problem. You got to stay close to the Lord. You got to walk with the Lord. You got to find His will. You got to walk after Him. Hallelujah. He don't work for us. Come on, somebody, get that in your head. He does not work for me. He don't work for you. He don't work. We serve Him. We work for Him. We honor Him. We are willing to sacrifice for Him. We're willing to suffer wrong done to us and stay in a right spirit and don't have to have retaliation there. Especially in the church. I'm going to get on your nerves at times, I promise you. I don't mean to. I wouldn't do it on purpose, praise God. But you know what? The Bible tells me and you not to be men pleasers, but to be God pleasers. Now, sometimes you being a God pleaser gets on your brother, your sister, your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your aunt, your neighbor. It's going to get on your neighbor. You're not going to be popular with everybody if you're going to walk in the anointing. If you're going to walk in victory, you are not going to be, just make sure you're right. Make sure you're right. And even if you ain't right, soak it in. Give it to the Lord. Casting all your care. I just preached casting all your care. Well, you know what? I'm going down through her on a tractor, you know, and I'm not feeling good. Maybe not want to go to work tomorrow and the next day. Just retire or just get out. Just quit my job. How many knows pride will let you quit your job over getting your feelings hurt? But humility will suffer it. Humility will say, I don't care. Praise God, I'm doing this for you, Lord. I'm serving you, Lord. See, pride caused me to quit my job time after time. Pride was going to cause me to quit ministry because I had people over me telling me what's going to happen, what ain't. I don't think it's logical, and they don't care. So I learned some of the things by going through 3 weeks of the Mully Grubs because I'm not in humility. Or a month of the Mully Grubs. I don't want to go to church. Don't want to pray. Why are you doing it? I'm doing it. I'm sabotaging myself. It's not God, and it's not even Satan. The Bible say that we have power over all the power of Satan? Does it or not? Well, then what? We can't blame him. I can't blame God if I'm making him resist me. I can't blame God. So I got to get down there and say, man, I'm not going to stop a move of God in my life. Well, I go on and throughout that, I go into my boss and I ask my boss, hey, sugar, get all of them you want. You know, get all of them. I said, thank you. Now I'm free in the spirit. Right? See, now he's not requiring all them other Christians out there. They're not in the walk like I am. I don't know. They may not be going where I'm. I don't know. That's none of my business. He can let Christians walk all over Walmart and just let the buggy slide down against people's cars, Christians, but not me. He wants me to go put them all back up. And I go put them all back up. And I'm like these lazy men at Tractor Supply. They know good and well, man, they can walk that back across there and put that in there. Like, you know. But you just humble yourself and you say, I'm not working for them. I've got no right to gripe about them. They are none of my business. My business is to do your will, O Lord. And you want those put back? What's happening? I'm staying humble. I'm staying not judgmental. The Bible tells me and you not to judge because he said the judgment that you put out, you're going to get. Matthew chapter 7, your Bible in red letters. If I'm not quick to forgive, then I'm going to get it on some end. People ain't going to have mercy on me. Anyways, I'm going down through there, and I prayed for that little woman. I lifted her up to the Lord, not because I was wrong or anything else. I lifted her up to the Lord, and I said, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I said, I thank you that I have authority over Satan. And he's trying to bind her up, God. You know, Lord, that this is a mistake on her part, Lord. I did nothing wrong, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, that I have authority over Satan. And I begin to take authority over Satan, over this little 80-something-year-old woman that believes that I was trying to scam her. I started taking authority over that. But you know what? I could have like, who does she think she is? Why? The Bible, why do I think that way? Because the Bible says that me and you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. If it's coming through somebody, realize that you're not to get in a wrestling match with flesh and blood. If God is your defender, if God is your source, if God is your God, well, then He's the one that's going to take care of that. The main thing, because all of that is petty, penny, it's just little stuff. You know, He's taking that, but that's a big thing when you stay in humility and you suffer the wrong and you take the criticism, you take it and you don't complain. How many knows that's what patience is? Endurance. It's endurance. It's staying in a certain place without complaining. But a lot of times Satan, and I believe doctrine has come down, you know, and think we're just supposed to not ever have to go through anything because we're Christian. Nobody ever should come against us because we're Christians. That is hogwash. Your Bible says if you're going to be like God, they're going to come against you. If you're going to be like God, you're going to suffer persecution. And you know what? Without keeping pride out and humility in, you won't suffer it. You will not. Pride will not let you do it. And pride will stop you from going into the promises of God. It'll stop you from going in. Pride won't let you love your enemies. That's how come. And God just pointed this out to me today, Johnny. I didn't know that. I just thought, I don't know what I thought. I don't like that. But the Lord told me, he spoke it to me. I wrote it down. He said, pride won't let you love your enemies. He said, pride wants vengeance. He said, pride wants vengeance. He said, that's how come, he said, I'm humble. He said, I'm not taking vengeance and pouring out my wrath on this ungodly world and on this bringing judgment to the church. He said, because I'm humble. I'm gentle. I'm lowly. And he said, pride won't let you, and you know what? Pride will make you think you're better than somebody. Y'all kids in school, don't be in that clique that thinks they're better than everybody else. Get out of it. That's full-blown pride. I don't care if you are in school. It can work on my grandkids, and we're teaching them right now. Teresa mainly, teaching Aubrey how to bring peace into school. When she comes in, blah, 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 somebody said that, kids will just pour their heart out. Teresa comes right back with a Bible or something, you know, and all of that, you know, and teaching her, you know. Why? So she'll have a good life in school. So she's on a mission now to help everybody, and we got to watch that. Because now she thinks, you know, Mike could think she knows everything, so we got to help her with that. So Teresa tells her, well, maybe they might not want your help, you know. She's going to fix everybody now, Johnny. But see, humility and love will cause you to do that. But see, pride and arrogance. I can't believe they do my kid like that in school. That's pride and arrogance. Your kid ain't the only kid in school getting done wrong. Teach them how to absorb it so that when they get out in life and their boss does them wrong, they just don't fall down on the floor and call the ambulance. Come on, somebody. This thing's deeper than just Jesus. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. No, Jesus on the main line telling us what he wants. I want y'all to walk in love. I want y'all to walk in peace. And see, pride brings a lot of inner turmoil to that person that's walking in it. But humility, humbleness, you're walking in love. It brings peace and joy and love coming to church and love serving Jesus. And I mean, lock opening the door and doing the food. I know. I've walked in both roads. I've come down to who these people think y'all are. Tell me you don't like the food? Are you serious? Who do y'all think y'all are? But God, y'all don't know. I put off a whole day of work for y'all. I had a flat tire. The truck wouldn't crank. The fuel pump went out. Fuel's $5 a gallon. Who do y'all think y'all are to even say anything about the fuel? Then y'all want to get out here and argue. God got on to me, Johnny. He said, I thought you was doing that for me. See, if you're serving for the Lord, you'll learn not to take things personally. If you walk in humility, it'll give you wisdom. Wisdom comes through being humble. Put that Proverbs 13 up there, maybe. I didn't preach this whole thing. I didn't get. Pride is an it's is whatever comes only contention. But with the well abides skillful and godly wisdom. He said, by pride, the King James says, only by pride comes contention. Quarrelsome. I asked Teresa, I said, what's that mean? She said, I just read it to you in Sunday school. And I said, well, you know, I mean, I'm thinking I don't get everything. I mean, she preaches the whole thing. I mean, she preaches an hour, man. I mean, I can't get it all in one, you know. So she looks it up. It says strife. Strife. Or the strife in your home. Get it out. Don't let strife run in your home. Don't do it. Don't let strife be between you and your kids. You are the mama and you are the daddy. And when you tell them something, don't let them argue and debate with you. Don't want to be their friend. I'm not Travis's friend. He's 32 years old and I'm his father. And I'm not his friend. I'm his father. Our kids need fathers and mothers that stand up. That's humility. That's saying, God, you call me to be a mother. You call me to be a father. Not a dictator. Not somebody that don't want to let them be a little free doing this and that to put them in bondage. No, your sole purpose is to be the one that God's called you to be. To give them biblical, good, sound instruction so that they don't walk in pride. You know, they learn how to walk in pride. Y'all teenagers, if you think you know more than your mom and daddy right now, you're full of pride. And some of the teenagers, nah, he just don't know. I do. You're full of pride. It's not about whether they're smarter than you. You might go in there. You might be in the 10th grade. You might be making straight A's. But your parents are under God, under an anointing. It is the place that they placed you, and you are under their anointing and their supervision, no matter what you think. And I go back here, because this is just not for adults. Y'all going to be adults. And you don't want to be full of pride as adults. If your parents are wrong, they will stand before God. But you submit yourself to God. Humble yourself to the Lord so He can exalt you. See, pride says God don't know what He's doing by putting my parents over me. See, we don't look at it like that, but that's what we're saying. Y'all teenagers, you know, the Bible says for you to submit yourself to your parents. Submit. That means to come under them. That means don't be quarrelsome with them all the time. Well, they don't understand. I want to. Well, we do the same thing with God, teenagers. We don't get what we want either. We got a father over us that says, no, you don't go on vacation anytime you want to. You ask me about it. No, you don't get anybody you want to preach here. You ask me about it. No, you don't let everything go in there. You ask me about it. You find out, so y'all teenagers, your parents have God over them, and they have pressure just you know, under God directing them like you do with your parents directing you. So don't let the world's way of thinking get in your thinking that you're in bondage at home. They got these rules and these regulations, blah, 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 blah. God told me one time when Travis come with that, about 15 or 16 or whatever it was, and I'm praying about it and asking God, and God told me, He said, go tell him. He said, you go tell him that he's already free, but he's trying to bring himself under bondage. And so I went to Travis and I said, son, you know, you're already free. I said, the Lord told me to tell you, you're already free and you're trying to bring yourself under bondage. Yeah, enemy happened. We don't like these rules and regulations. How many knows that Alabama Power will cut our lights off if us fathers and mothers don't work and go pay the bill? They telling us what we're going to do. Now, we can shake our fist at them, drive by and get our flags out and riot all we want to, and they'll just put pay your bill, pay your bill, pay your bill. We can take them to civil court, and we're going to end up in jail because we got a right to have lights. No, we didn't pay our bill. See what I'm saying? So the parents have rules and regulations. They ain't none of us want to get up in the morning and go to work so you need Cheerios. Come on, teenagers, say amen. Go in there and cut all the hot water off, Johnny. Y'all get a bath now. You've been griping about get a bath. Go get a bath now. Y'all get in there. Let's go. Go. Get in there. Oh, God. Dad, cut the water off, the hot water. Well, we're tired of hearing you gripe, so now we're giving you something to gripe about. Now realize, turn the hot water back on for him. Oh, yes. Oh, Daddy's so good. Daddy's so good. Oh, he's letting us have hot water again. Hot water again. You know? We can use that kind of wisdom, guys. I used to think, I got to close, man. We got to work tomorrow. Teresa said she'd stay at home mom. Now I'm out there working. And all of a sudden, you know, I start thinking down these lines. I bet she sleeps till dinner. Don't get up and cook me nothing. I have to go to work, you know, man. Don't get up, because she can get up. She don't get up and kiss me bye in the morning, you know. And all of that stuff, you know, and I'm thinking down these lines, and all of a sudden the Lord said, she left her whole life for you. And I thought, she did, didn't she? She could still be living at mama's, and I'd be lonely. She could be off over yonder with somebody else, and I wouldn't have her, you know. And so God, he's like, she left her whole life for you. Let her sleep. I'm the one that supplies all. How many knows that can be a form of pride too? I'm the one having to do all of this. No, God is. We can't never leave God out. So you know what? It would do us all good. And I'm going to look on into some pride a little deeper. It would do us all good. I Googled some of it on my phone. Pride in the Bible. Boop. I mean, right there, boy, I mean, you know, and I thought, God, you turned study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman into ease. I didn't have to get up off the couch. I didn't have to go in yonder and get the Strong's Concordance and dig and wonder where it's at and all that. I just pulled my Bible up and start writing it down, then open my Bible up. It'd do you good to go in and study and ask the Lord. Y'all teenagers too. Don't think you don't have pride to deal with. It's of the world. It's of the enemy. And so if you know about it and you know the effects of it, then you'll pick up on it when it tries to hit your house, when it tries to hit you. I mean, it's just like teenagers. Yeah, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Sometimes I don't ever hear them say, I'm going to fast and I'm going to see what God's saying. I'm going to see what direction God's saying. Because what if God wants you in Alabama and you're in Arizona? Right? What if you got these plans in your life of the future that you want and it's not got anything to do with God? Just, it's your plans. It's what you dream in your mind. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming. I encourage you to dream all the time, but find the will of God. Teenagers, y'all ought to be fasting and saying, God, help me to make straight A's. You ought to bring honor and glory in the school to your parents. I mean, show them what kind of parents you got. Well, mine ain't worth having. Is God dumb? He put them under you. He put you under them. God ain't dumb. God could have, they some out here that if I was God, I'd let you experience them for about a week and a half, and you'd love your daddy and mama. They abandon you and leave you and don't love you and, you know, you there, you will clean house, do the dishes, shut up. Don't watch TV while I'm gone. Then you get under your parents. Yeah. Aiden, he comes to me, he said, last night, he said, Papa, how long have I got? I let him have my phone and he watched, you know, cops chasing on the YouTube or whatever. He said, how long did you say I got? He knows. I said, you got 30 minutes. And then my phone rung, and I went and got it, and I said, hey, you ain't got 30 minutes now. You have to sit when I get back. I'll be back in a minute. They might need to call me. And I left. And I thought, oh, I hope it didn't hurt his feelings. Poor thing. He get over it, he's a kid. Right? I'm not going to leave my phone there. What if I need it? Over emotions. See, I'm his pawpaw. I'm not his friend. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Dig on. Ask the Lord. Ask Him to show us. I'm going to ask Him, God, if there's any pride, God, I want to know it. I want You to show me, Lord. Show me if there's any pride. Show me if pride's trying to work so that it don't hinder my life and my joy and my peace and my prosperity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise You and we thank You.